Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions!
You're listening to the best of the Lions.
Oh, baby, how beautiful is that?
A weekly mix of 97.1, the Ticket's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
John, you have this observation. You've noticed something about the Lions.
Yeah, so about a week after they lost to Washington, it was right around a week, we did the topic, which loss hurt more? Was it the loss in the NFC Championship game going into the second half with a 17-point lead, knowing that you could have been in the Super Bowl? Or was it earning the number one seed and then losing the way that they did to the Commanders? A lot of self-inflicted wounds. Even if you did, you know, if you didn't have those, you more than likely would have won that game. Even though there was a bunch of injuries, and I know that there was a lot that went into it. And I know I said the NFC Championship game. And I still hold to NFC Championship game because of the context of the injuries. And I didn't think, you know, ultimately that they were going to be able to win the Super Bowl with the list that was, you know, basically given to us by the Red Cross. So, but and a lot of people said NFC Championship game.
Yeah, you're closer.
Because you were one step away from the Super Bowl. And now that we are months removed, I still say NFC Championship game loss, but it feels like the hangover from the postseason last year, from the entire season, is greater this year. And I'm wondering, have you come to the realization that that loss hurt more and is going to continue to hurt more than the NFC Championship loss? Or is it simply just a really bad hangover?
We've all had one.
Yeah.
This is a bad one, John. I think some of it is to be as high as they were at 15-2, even with the injuries, 15 wins, pinch yourself every Monday, Victory Monday shows, and to have it all gone before you were ready for it. Like, you went into the Niners game thinking, we got a shot, but our season could end. I was at that playoff game last year. Nobody went into that building thinking the Lions season was going to end. I mean, we famously were discoing thinking they'd win by double digits. So you can imagine the harsh reality that sets in when they lose that game. Then throw in what's happened since. Well, see, because after the NFC title game, you were filled with optimism and hope, and they're going to be fired up, and they're going to build on it, and Dan Campbell's going to drill it in their head, and Penei Sewell's going to watch it and watch it and watch it. John, the offseason that followed this year's exit has been an offseason of, well, we lost the coordinators. Frank is retired.
We didn't add to the edge.
Right.
Like, it feels like there are just, it's a slow drip all offseason. And it was losing Ben Johnson. Then it was losing your defensive coordinator. And then it was, you know, going into the draft or free agency. What are they going to do? And we still talk about it to this day. Whenever some type of new proposed trade comes up, the Trey Hendrickson deal comes up. And it was, you know, at the trade deadline last year. This is even going back to not Miles Garrett, it was Max Crosby at the time. Then it was Miles Garrett in the offseason. Now it's Trey Hendrickson. And it continues to go. And then you even get the news, and this falls into what I had talked about with Frank. You hear the news that Amon-Ra St. Brown had knee surgery, and everybody went into full panic mode. Oh my gosh, Amon-Ra St. Brown, is he going to be able to play? How long is he going to be out for the regular season? No, this plays into what I said last year. You have three seasons as a veteran guy, and now he is a veteran guy going into what, his fifth or sixth year. You have the regular season, you have surgery season, and then you have rehab season, which takes you to the regular season. That's the cycle that happens. And Amon-Ra St. Brown, he even said it. When I saw the headline, I thought, just reading the headline, Amon-Ra St. Brown, like, it must have been an ACL repair. And then you hear his audio. Yeah, I just had some things cleaned up and I'll be fine by training camp. Okay. Like, the drama that people are putting themselves through this offseason, the sky is not falling. Dan Campbell is still there. Yes, the offensive line will be different, but you still have Gibbs and Montgomery in the backfield. You still have J-Mo, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Laporta. You've added other things to that offense. It's going to be okay. And it feels like going into this regular season, it can't get here fast enough, because the longer it goes, the more people play these scenarios out in their minds. And it feels like, instead of, even after Amon-Ra St. Brown, what did we say the expectations were for this team? Win the division. Mm-hmm. Now, we may take a couple of wins off. I was at 14. I haven't said if I'm going to back off or not yet, because I want to see how the offensive line starts to, you know, take shape or form. But the sky is not falling. This is still a really good team. Oh, and throw on top of that, the schedule. Oh, my gosh. The schedule.
Yep.
How could they possibly win a game with this schedule?
And I think Dan Campbell's haunting words after the NFC title game, "We may never get back here," paraphrasing that a little bit, start to create a little bit of doubt. Let me throw this guys at you guys.
Yeah.
It's the first game last year, the Washington loss, that they lost by double digits in 24 games.
Yeah, it hit them like a freight train.
Yeah.
I'm talking fans. The fans got hit like a freight train.
Smacked in the face at home against a team that had a bad defense that gave up 55 the next week against the Eagles.
Yeah.
And self-inflicted mistakes, bad play calling, played out of character offensively, and then the defense played like they did in the Buffalo game.
Oh, and tell me if you haven't heard this narrative since then. Even though Jared Goff has had two phenomenal years, like really good, great years, and he led this team to 15 wins. Now, he laid an egg in that Washington game. There's no question about it. But that's the one game everybody is pointing to say, we can't win with Jared Goff.
It sounds like John is over the hangover. Like, you had some hair in the dog.
Oh, I'm way over it.
You got some fluids in you.
Oh, yeah.
You're good to go.
Oh, I've got a hangover cure. And whether it's for a real hangover or it's for this hangover, and the cure is get back on the horse. Get back out there on the practice field and let's freaking go.
So let's revisit how throughout the course of this hangover, people didn't wear gear for a while.
Yep.
That's
real. I think the hangover is real. We're not making this up. It's real.
I pointed this out to you the other day. I said, I'm starting to see Lions trucks again.
Oh.
Like, were they put away for the winter or
something?
Well,
no. People didn't park their cars.
I seriously have noticed more Lions trucks again, like I did towards the end of last season. I think people were ashamed to drive their Lions trucks. I'm kidding. Maybe not that much.
Yeah. I'm going to walk to work. I'm going to take the bus instead of my truck.
A little bicycle.
but the gear, like, okay, the Lions gear. You walk around town, now, okay, in the regular season, right, everybody's got it out because they're going to games, it's 15 wins, it's all of those different things. And yeah, when it's not the season, it's maybe not top of mind to wear your Lions stuff, but we are further down the road now, and I still don't see a lot of Lions gear being worn. You see it every once in a while, but you don't see a ton of it, and I'm wondering when is the time that people are going to pull the gear back out? When is it that they're going to get back on the horse and start looking at this season? And are they ever going to look with the optimism that a new season should bring?
When does the hangover end?
Yeah.
I think for a lot of people, it's going to be show me. Show me that the offensive line can stabilize without Ragnow. Like, that's my big panic right now.
Well, and that's why I haven't said, to your point,
yeah.
That's why I haven't given a new win total after the retirement of Frank Ragnow, because I do want to see what that looks like, and I still want to see what additions or subtractions this team makes in terms of personnel.
But, John, let's say that they do get off to a hot start, and they do win a lot of football games. The fan base is just going to say, so what? We won 15 last year, and it didn't mean anything. The hangover cure may have to wait until January.
Well, mine doesn't.
I know, you're moved on. You don't have any
bags
in your eyes. You've moved on. You're not dragging like a lot of Lions fans still feel like they are.
You still have a hangover?
A little slight hangover.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about Colin? Colin still got the hangover?
For sure. Without a doubt.
Did you notice, I don't know if you could even go back or if you would even be able to pinpoint, like after the NFC Championship game loss to San Francisco,
when
did he start talking about next year? When did he start looking forward to what could possibly be?
He still really hasn't. I mean, he
No, I'm talking about like from 2 years ago.
Like,
when did he start getting ready for the 24 season?
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's a tough one because maybe only Colin could answer that one. But it feels like right now there are so many people that just have a hangover from last year. That loss hit so hard, even though going into it, there were a lot of people that looked at it maybe even a little bit more realistically than we did.
Yeah.
Because of the injuries.
Some ticket texts. The 49ers loss felt like the start of a new era of Lions football. So while it stung, you could move on. The Washington loss felt like a warp into the past, John in Lake Orion. And that's why it's lingered. Then you throw in the adversity of the offseason. Texter says the Washington game was more of a shock and it still got people shook. Fans weren't shook after the NFC title game. The Washington game brought back the SOL fans. The silver lining, though, is they weren't beating Philly anyway a year ago. Texter says it's a slow drip. The biggest thing was the self-created drama from the fans. John's right. And a texter says, my hangover ended this morning. Thank you, John Jansen.
Oh, there we go. All right, the cure for the hangover. So I also want to ask that question.
Yeah, we could take those two.
Uh-huh. Twofold. What are you getting over last year? Like, is the hangover starting to end? And what's your worst hangover been?
And how'd you get over it?
And what's your secret hangover cure?
Got a home remedy? We'll try to put that in Lion speak to try to help them get over this too. It's 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so Za'Darius Smith at the BET Awards with his girlfriend, who is a rapper from Detroit. The topic of the Lions came up, and here's what he had to say about the Lions. Quote, "We both know where I want to be. Hopefully, I can get back to Detroit because the coaching staff and everybody in the front office are great. When I'm there, I feel like a leader and like I can influence the young guys and do great things. Hopefully I can get back to where I want to be in Detroit." That is courtesy of USA Today. This has been hinted at. This has been implied. This sounds to me almost like a recruiting pitch by Za'Darius Smith to the Lions of how much he wants to be here. Scott, what do you make of this from Za'Darius Smith?
Well, I think it's interesting because you see the... I don't know if you saw the odds came out from Vegas, the Vegas odds as to what the next team will be to sign him. Although they say it's a 50% chance that Za'Darius Smith and also that Von Miller could return to their 2024 clubs.
Okay.
So the Lions are not among this list because so I guess it's if 50, they don't 50 shot.
Okay, yeah.
So when I first looked at this, I didn't see the Lions on there. But there has to be a reason why the Lions aren't on Za'Darius Smith's list there, but. To hear him say it publicly, anytime you hear somebody say it publicly, it puts more pressure on the organization to get it done.
Yeah.
And I think that this is going to get done. Look, the Lions don't have any workouts until training camp starts. That's how things set up because of the Hall of Fame game, that they don't have to do the mini camps and all that. So they have still some time to get things done. I'm sure he's in shape. Getting in as great a shape as he can be in. And he will not be at any kind of disadvantage if he joins the team right in time for training camp because everybody's in the same boat. Nobody's really had much of an advantage. They had these OTAs, and it seems like half the team practiced at the OTAs
right.
because of the laundry list of injuries. I think it would be awesome if they can get this deal done. I think they've got the cap space to do it. I still think they can get a deal done with him and – give Alex Anzalone a little bump in pay as well that he's deserved of getting. And I think these are the obvious moves that they have to make because it's a pipe dream to think that they're going to go for Trey Hendrickson. Well, that's just not going to happen. So if you understand that that's not going to happen, then you have to do something with the cap space that they have for guys that are going to be here for the rest of the
year. Well, here's what I want to know from the people. Is this a no-brainer or is it not enough? Za'Darius Smith wants to be here. The Lions have apparently, If he wants to be here and they cut him because he costs too much money, it means that the Lions are basically going to get to set the price to bring the player back. I don't know if you can think of a better business move from that perspective. We want you here, but we want you back at our price. It hasn't happened yet for whatever reason. Maybe they're working on something else, but that's a question. Is it enough? Is adding Za'Darius Smith opposite Aiden Hutchinson enough? Or would you prefer they make an aggressive trade for a player? Or would you prefer that they wait for the Jaire Alexander of defensive ends to get released? Or would you prefer one of the other free agents, Matthew Judon or Von Miller? Or is it Trey Hendrickson or bust? Like, I think that there's a number of directions this could go, but is this enough? Is Za'Darius Smith, if he wants to be here and he seems to be willing to take Detroit's price, what is this enough? Or do fans want more?
I think we've seen in the past the Lions have always saved a little cap space in case they get to the trade deadline, they want to make a move. But it seems like right now they've got a lot of cap space. And that tells me that maybe they were hoping to land somebody earlier in free agency that they weren't able to get, mm-hmm. or that they've saved room here in case they want to make a trade. But those impact players, they're just not there in the trade market unless you're willing to mortgage a lot to get Trey Hendrickson, which I don't think that they are willing to do that. So now they seem to have a little bit of a surplus of cash here, right? They got the Kirby Joseph deal done. They know they're going to have to get other deals done after the season for players down the road. Hutchinson's deal, when is that going to happen? Don't know. But is it really going to affect this year's cap? Probably not too much. So I think they just kind of let things blow over. And as they get into training camp, then they can reassess and say, okay, here's literally how much money we have left to spend. We get Za'Darius Smith on a one-year contract, and we'll give it to him, whatever that amount is. We'll bump up Anzalone, and we still have to save some money because I think they have over $20 million in cap space still.
Yeah, I mean, when the dust settles, we'll see how much that they do have. But, Kang, do you think bringing back Za'Darius Smith is enough?
Do I think it's enough?
Yeah.
I think this team is talented enough to win the Super Bowl. So, yes, adding a Za'Darius Smith would help that. I know a lot of people feel like they need more. I don't necessarily fall in that camp. Things have to fall into place, of course. You know, you got to stay healthy, all that stuff. But, yeah, I think he can only help your cause. I think at this point in Za'Darius Smith's career, unfortunately, he's probably more of a kind of a one-trick pony, get to the quarterback, you know? And what the Lions value a lot is versatility. A guy who can play the run and rush the passer. That doesn't mean they won't bring him back. Obviously, they brought him last year, but last year was kind of a desperate situation where guys, I mean, they were looking for anybody at that point. And he can still play the run a little bit, but just not nearly probably as enough as they'd like him to. With that being said, you got to get somebody opposite Aiden that can get to the quarterback, and that's what he does.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at what he did last year, and he's at a point in his career where I don't expect him as a player to get better. But I think playing opposite Aiden Hutchinson, even as a one-trick pony, could be really, really good. He could be really, really good. And by that, I guess I just mean I think he can make a real impact for this team. He had 4 sacks in half a season last year, a couple of them where guys got pushed into his lap, right? It was somebody else that really did the heavy lifting and he, just brought him to the ground. But bottom line here is there something about a player that wants to be here?
Yeah.
And actually emphasizes that he wants to be a leader, that he wants to help the young guys, that he understands that he's going to impact the game when he's not on the field because he's that veteran that can help along the Josh Pascals of the world, or the Hassanins of the world, or any other young edge rusher that they're trying to squeeze whatever they can out of him. So I don't know. I don't know. And the other part about this is I've kind of changed a little bit from a standpoint of, okay, you might want more, and I'd pay more for Von Miller, or I'd try to make it work with Trey Hendrickson. They just had something pop out of the blue that is a screaming need. Right? In Ragnow.
At center.
And if it's not working with who they have in house, it's something they may have to address at the trade deadline, and it may not be cheap.
That's true. I think it's also something that they've known for a while, and there are lots of reports that say that the Lions have known for a bit that, that this was a possibility that Frank was going to retire. Mm-hmm. So, and I think they've been preparing for this with all the offensive linemen that they've drafted the last couple of years anyway. So, but that process just got sped up because now it's official. Frank's out. He's retired, or he's retiring. So now if you're going to take a look at Tate Ratledge at center, okay, it's right. Learning curve is awfully quick right now. This is baptism by fire for this team when it comes to that offensive line. The interior of the offensive line is that's changed over in a heartbeat.
Sure has. 248-539-9797. Lions fans, do you think it would be enough? Here's another quote from Za'Darius Smith from the same story, USA Today, from the BET Awards last night. I'm going into year 11. As a veteran, a championship is the only thing that I'm missing. I did the sacks, All-Pro, Pro Bowl, so it's really just me getting a ring now and winning a championship. Well, we're sort of even glossing over maybe something that we're getting accustomed to, and that's just players want to be here.
Well, the good thing is he's been here, knows what it's like, and wants to come back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he fits in with the culture. He's a good locker room guy. The guys like him. Coaching staff seem to like him. And so he knows what is expected of him. It's not a new guy to know how it is, where like, hey, this is a lot more intense than I expected, whatever. No, he knows how it is, and he still wants to come back. And the best part is, if he comes back, this is going to be on a Lions, you know, incentive-laden type deal, I think, and it's going to be in the Lions' favor.
Yep. All right, Lions fans, would that be enough? 248-539-9797. Za'Darius Smith outspoken again that he wants to be back in Detroit. Just a reminder. You can listen to the show with the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. There's going to come a time this summer you're on vacation and the Lions are going to do something, or the Tigers are going to do something, trade deadline. You're like, oh my God, that's huge. I got a long drive ahead of me today going from Flagstaff to the Grand Canyon. How am I going to hear what's being said in Detroit?
How do you do that, Doug?
Actually, Flagstaff to the Grand Canyon isn't that far. But anyway, you tune in with the Odyssey app. So get it today, AUDACY. Then you can stream this show and any of the shows here at 97.1 The Ticket. Also streaming through our website, 971theticket.com, where Champ and Chump are posted. You can also stream with video, twitch.tv and youtube.com.
What about Mesa to Yuma?
Mesa to Yuma, you could listen then too. I think you might need cell service though. So make sure, you know, hopefully you have a good, big, strong signal.
Well, to get an app, you know.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome in on a Tuesday afternoon. The guys are getting settled in to do
radio today. Take them to the bridge, David. How long you been waiting for that?
We're out. David's in. Sorry about that. Right.
It's Jazzy right. Cat in the Cone from it, 2 to 6.
Take him to 6, David. We have a very busy show planned. I'm very excited because we're going to start out with complete nonsense. Then we're going to get into something serious because I can't believe the trade rumors I'm seeing involving the Lions and the Pistons. And then at 4, Rico had a bit of an awakening. Rico realized who might be the biggest villain in the world of sports. We're going to talk about kind of who makes that list at 4. But can we start out with the silliness, if I may?
Okay.
I understand trade rumors are just that. They're rumors. I think some of them are outright made up. It's just content, right? It's like, it's just there.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm interested. Which trade rumors are we talking about?
We're going to talk about something I don't understand. I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know why the Lions would do it. And I don't know who of the Lions' customer base would want to do it. If you are ever perusing the internet on the line and you see Lions trade,
okay,
do you know the name that is associated with it? It's not Trey Hendrickson.
No.
Not a pass rusher. It's not a center to replace Frank Ragnow. Do you know the name? It's on every website.
Not Jair.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. That would actually, even though it makes no sense, would still make more sense than this.
Okay.
On no less than 7 different websites this week, the trade du jour has been the Lions trading for Shedeur Sanders. And as the Yin-Yang twins famously once said, what?
Are you serious?
Dead serious. If you could do the experiment live, if you just typed in Lions trade rumor.
Okay.
So the trade basically centers on Hendon Hooker and a 5th-round pick for Shedeur. And not only do I not understand why the Lions would do it, but I don't understand why the Browns would do it. Now, if you say the Browns have a bunch of quarterbacks, you say that the Browns, Shedeur's a distraction or Dylan Gabriel beat him out, fine enough. But that's not my problem. Second of all, if you had Hendon Hooker here for the last couple of years, doesn't he know the system more than Shedeur?
Don't get me started on that, but...
Okay, I'm listening.
No, but if he did, you wouldn't have to hire a science teacher to come and lead your team and be the backup quarterback right before the playoffs. Shedeur Sanders?
People can... And I'm not... Believe me, there's really no scenario I would advocate for it because I think Shadur's a distraction. Part of that is his fault. A lot of it isn't. But I have no interest in it. I don't know that he can play NFL football. Now, you signed Kyle Allen. Is he any good? No. You have Hendon Hooker. Is he any good? Probably not. You lose your starting quarterback in this league, you're dead. So if you're going to call up and tell me we need a better backup, I'll just tell you it doesn't matter. If Jared Goff falls down a flight of stairs, you're toast. So why is this a thing? Is there anyone on planet Earth who actually hears that rumor and goes, yeah, I'm in. Let's do that. Would it be to have a long-term solution? A cheaper backup quarterback? Guy goes in the fifth round versus guy in the third round? Guy on the first year of a rookie deal versus a guy on a third year? You can make those cases. But why would you invite that into your locker room?
Because I think Shador is the sizzle that this team has not had at quarterback. Jared Goff, fine quarterback. He gets the job done. You know, Ben Johnson basically revolutionized his career. Took him from being this guy that we just thought was a Band-Aid guy to now people chant his names in grocery stores. But he's not that sizzle guy. He's not that guy that everybody's going to tune in to want to watch. You want your Jaden Daniels. You want your C.J. Stroud. You want that guy. And I guess Shador is that name that everybody just keeps telling you he's going to be all that. Even though he went in the fifth round, well, it was because of a conspiracy. I don't understand this, but you're right. This is actually, wow, this is actually a trade proposition that
people, you can see it. It's on a million different websites. How credible, how not. Guys, you know my opinion. I would be flabbergasted if the Lions did that. But here's the question. Let's step back for a minute. Is there anyone out there who wants it, who wants to do it, who wants Shador Sanders? Look, I'll listen. No yelling, no nonsense. But I would guess a vast majority of you simply would be like, no. That's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. The Hendon Hooker thing, I don't even know that he is your backup. And if you wanted to have a cheaper third string guy, open up some more cap space, maybe somehow in the calculus of Holmes and Dizner, that gets you Zadarius Smith. I don't know, guys. I don't even want to go that granular. But in the world, like, Rico, I understand.
If you told me that they were going to make the trade and, like, bring in Jameis Winston, okay, at least he's played in the NFL. He's won a couple of games.
I can make that happen.
He's a good backup.
Would you like that to happen today? I can make that happen.
Only.
Or could I offer you a side of Russell Wilson?
You know what? I would take Jameis Winston. But if that's the case, he has to do a weekly show with our. He's got to come on our show weekly. Yes. Because I just want you two to trade recipes with each
yes.
other.
Yes. But I want to tell
them. The
gabagoo. Exactly. Go ahead, David. I know you want to. 248-539-9797. But this is, look, two trade rumors are going to kind of set the table for today's show. One is this, which makes no sense. It just doesn't add up, and it's everywhere, and I don't know why. What we're going to do at 3 o'clock, you can make a case for it. I disagree with it, but I'm far more understanding of a conversation.
Yeah, this one doesn't make sense because even if you wanted to bring Shador Sanders in, Mike, because the one thing that Detroiters have been clamoring some, we want the mobile QB. That ain't Shador Sanders. He's not the mobile QB. He can scramble around in the backfield. He plays great, as I like to call backyard football or street football, where he's not going to get tackled. But he's not the guy that he's just going to tuck the ball and run and pick up 40, 50 yards. That's not his game. So I think you just want the fame. You want the notoriety. You want, you know, NFL Network outside of Allen Park saying, hey, here's Shador Sanders doing reps.
But isn't that the opposite of how the Lions do business? They don't want that.
Totally the opposite.
They want grit. They want you to go to work, grab your lunch pail, do your job. They don't need a fifth-round pick showing up in a $500,000 car.
Right.
They don't need his daddy talking about. I just
because the first Goff interception is going to be. Well, you know who wouldn't throw that pick? Shador, my kid.
People, if you're just tuning in, understand it's not our idea. This is not us playing fantasy radio. If you go and look and search out trade rumors, NFL Lions, it's not a replacement for Ragnow. It's not a collection of Hendrickson proposals. It's Shador Sanders, and I don't know how it works. Maybe one site started it, and everyone just in the aggregate picked it up and put it out there.
Newsweek, Sporting News, Yahoo Sports.
It's everywhere. Why?
So this isn't just fanboy.com.
No. Right, like Bob's Honolulu Blue Boner .net. No, it's these are like... Please, somebody can help me understand it. I'm all ears and a big nose, too, but I'm all ears. 248-539-9797. David, would you Since you opened the show, would you enjoy the opening remarks?
Yeah, this doesn't make any sense to me. When I looked this up and saw this, it made absolutely no sense to me, because if Hendon Hooker can't be your backup, because they brought in someone else to be the backup, if he can't be your backup, why would trading for a rookie who was drafted in the late rounds be a better selection? I don't see it. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Let me add to that. Really, what value does Hendon Hooker give the Browns? Because it's not like he's gone out there and tore it up as a Lion. I mean, once again, when they had to bring in a backup QB for the playoffs, that told me everything I needed to know. Son, you're not ready, and you'll never be ready. You're not a part of this. You're a part of this team because you're the emergency quarterback. That's it. You came in with a lot of hype, and you never went to that next level that you became that guy that they could count on. So, yeah, they got a guy who wasn't in the league for an entire year.
I really thought it was a joke, and I thought it was fake websites for a second. I thought it was, you know, these crazy, I click on it and I got a virus or something. But it was real.
It's hot take fanboy guy. Hey, I love blue. Let's go. .com. No, I'm looking at news.
That actually may be a Wolverine site.
No, that's, well, you know what? You're right. Bet.
I mean, David, just we can get a few ticket texts. I'm not going to belabor it. It was something I was really trying to figure it out. I wondered if we would get a few people who said, yes, we should do this. Do we get a few people who go, this is ridiculous? That's my standpoint. And just understand, I never really consider backup quarterback a thing. If you lose your starter, your season is over. Those are the rules. You're paying Jared Goff a lot of money. Just like in cities like Philly, yes, did they have a miracle and Nick Foles took them to a Super Bowl late stages?
Man, it's rare that you have that Tom Brady, that guy who everything failed and backup guy actually came in and
once
stole
a generation,
the job.
Someone breaks the mold. Look, it happened with the Giants in 1990. Phil Simms broke his ankle. Jeff Hostetler in week 13 takes over the reins and they win a Super Bowl. But the point is you can't battle-proof that.
No.
No one started the year going, listen, if Drew Bledsoe dies, this Tom Brady kid, no one did.
Trust me, nobody said, yeah, if this Jimmy G and Trey Lance doesn't work out,
Brock Purdy will save you. Right. So, look, trying to put the pieces together, trying to understand it. 248-539-9797. Happy to hear from you on it. If you think it's total crap like I do, say it. If you have an interest, you won't be yelled at. But I just don't think anyone does. We'll get some ticket texts. Maybe David will bring it out of the break. That was an exciting moment for everybody. Sorry about that.
All right, top 10 offenses for 2025. I'm staring at a list from NFL.com, and they do a little refresher that the Lions were number one a year ago. They scored 32 points per game, nearly 3 points better than second, which was Buffalo, followed by Baltimore, Tampa, Washington to round out the top five. So, will the Lions still be the best offense? How far will they slip? Let's go through it. The number 10 offense forecasted, the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I do expect them to be better next season, John.
Yeah, a healthy Rashee Rice, more weapons to throw the ball to.
You're two for Worthy.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that they're going to be a very different offense than we saw last year. Now, the one area where I still question them, and I always wonder why, with Patrick Mahomes, why do you not invest in the offensive line? Or are they just okay with, well, he can make things happen when he's running around?
Yeah, because they lose Joe Tooney. They were already moving him around the tackle. They need to be better up front. They're number 10.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, Cincinnati Bengals. Always explosive. They kept those receivers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chase Brown had a nice year last year, could be more featured this season.
Yeah. The only question is, you know, hey,
O-line.
Well, O-line and running game. Like, are they going to be able to run the ball? We know they're going to be able to throw it. It's as we go, I just want people to remember, we're going to be talking about some of what we think are going to be the best offenses in all of football. There are things why they're on this list. And for Cincinnati, it's Joe Burrow. Okay, you could say hard stop right there. But then it's Ja'Marr Chase, it's T. Higgins, it's their passing attack. There are also flaws on all of these. There is no perfect offense that we're going to be talking about, at least going into the season.
So since he was top 10 last year, they have him top 10 again. It's a safe bet back end of the top 10. Second year in a row, Green Bay expected to have a top 10 offense. They're number 8 on the forecast. Mm-hmm. Number 7, the Philadelphia Eagles, which I'm scratching my head a little bit here. What's this weakness on this offense that would keep him out of the top 5? The line's the best in football. They've got 2+ receivers, a mobile quarterback, and the best running back in the NFL. Why 7?
I think it is, okay, Jalen Hurts, obviously you can win a Super Bowl with him.
Yeah.
It's very obvious.
You got a play that you can run with him that you can pull off that no one else can.
Right, in certain situations.
Yeah.
But there still is this feeling of he could be a turnover guy. And he was at times last year.
Okay.
And again, so it's some flaws are bigger than others. And you're starting to, as you get towards the top of the list, you're nitpicking some of these flaws.
Number 6 is maybe a surprise to people. The Denver Broncos. Year 2 for Bo Nix. They've added more weapons. Took a running back in the second round, Harvey out of Central Florida. What do you think? They added Evan Ingram. I think could have a good year at tight end. Mm-hmm. It's always a question, though, year 2 for young quarterbacks. That adjustment. C.J. Stroud last year got a taste of it.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of faith in Sean Payton as a quarterback guru, getting Bo Nix to play the way that he did as a rookie, continuing his development, but also his offense.
And I think it is a good offensive line.
If you nerd out on
rushing yards above expected, their backs didn't get what was given to them by that line, so there's reason to believe that they could help Bo Nix more in the run game this season.
Yeah.
And he's a threat in the run game, too.
And they signed J.K. Dobbins, who had a healthy year last year.
Mm-hmm. So then we get to the top 5, and I haven't mentioned the Lions. This is where they check in. They are expected to be a top 5 offense. They expect them to be number 5.
So I'm going to piggyback on what we just said a little bit with Denver, Sean Payton's offense. What's this offense?
Dan Campbell's offense.
Right. But where did he learn this offense?
Sean Payton.
And so when you have all of your skilled players back, and this rating was done after the retirement of Frank Ragnow.
Yep.
Still question marks about the interior of that offensive line. They have guys that they can plug in there, but very unproven or old. And so it's going to be a matter of how can they get that offensive line to gel, to play good enough for this offense to be explosive? And, I mean, Goff back, running backs back, tight end back, receivers back. One of the most loaded, skilled offenses in the NFL. But as we've said, as I've said, there are flaws in all of these different offenses that we're talking about. The flaw right now, and we don't know if it's going to be a huge flaw or it's not going to be that big of a deal, is going to be the interior of that offensive line.
Yeah, I would not have Detroit top 5. I would have Philly in the top 5.
Okay.
Just because the offensive
line...
Because
you hate
Goff. Well, if we're going to do sometimes Hurts can get turnover prone. John, I want to remind you of those words. Sometimes Jared Goff can be turnover prone. And if you tell me the center of his offensive line is going to be giving up more pressure, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you I'm more concerned about that than Jalen Hurts turning the ball over.
I agree. And when I said it, I knew that was, you were going to use that against
filing
me.
Filing that away. Uh-huh. It's coming up. Let's get to the other teams in the top 5. Number 4 is Washington. If you're thinking, what, really? That's overreacting. They were top 5 a year ago. They added Laremy Tunsil. They drafted an offensive tackle as well. Added Debo, whatever he's got left in the tank. Mm-hmm. I get them being top 5. Baltimore is number 3. Number 2 is Tampa. They lost their OC, but they have a really good line. Bucky Irving breakout a year ago. A lot of continuity offensively. And number 1 is the Buffalo Bills.
And obviously, reigning MVP and Josh Allen.
They were the number 2 offense a year ago. I think local media wants more receivers. But I think Dalton Kincaid and Keon Coleman have some untapped potential in that offense. Those aren't rookies they're leaning on. Those are guys that should have improved seasons.
Yeah.
John, we mentioned the Lions are expected to have a top 5 offense in the NFL this season. That's NFL.com forecasting them exactly at number 5. Now, I would put them outside the top 5. Sounds like you would keep them in there.
I would. And it's because of, I know Jared Goff has his warts. There's no question about it. And we were left with an awful taste in our mouth at the end of the season when he performed the way he did against Washington. I'm not going to let that overshadow what he had done for 2 years, game in, game out, in large part. Now, there were, again, you play Houston and you have turnovers, but your defense steps up and you get a win. It does gloss over some of those warts, and that's why it's a team game.
Well, I think a couple things, John. Last year, they scored the most points in the NFL, and they really did run up the score against some teams that were downtrodden. Like, the Lions didn't let up, and I'm not blaming them for it, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to be in a position this year to roll up 21-point victories or 17-point victories stacking up in this schedule.
Not at the beginning of the schedule. The end of the schedule, they might have a couple of games.
Maybe by the end of the year, they're looking more like a top five offense. But as I sit here today in June with the concerns up front of the offensive line and that making Jared more vulnerable, I'd have them in the top 10, but not in the top five. I would put the Eagles in the top five.
That seems logical to me.
And I think you can do it. Everybody else in the top five was top five a year ago, and they didn't lose a critical Pro Bowl, All-Pro player up front on the offensive line. You had another note, though, in seeing these teams that could be top 10 offenses.
So it's great that the Lions, whether they're top 5 or top 10, you think they're still going to be an explosive offense.
It's a very good football team, yes.
The other way to look at this is, of these 10 teams, obviously you take out Detroit because they're in it, so now you have 9 other teams. How many of those teams are you playing this year with those top 10 projected offenses? Yeah. And the answer is ding, ding, ding. You play 7 of them. And since you play Green Bay twice, you have 8 games against what is projected to be some of the best offenses in the NFL.
So they don't play Buffalo.
Right. Number one projected offense.
But then they're basically playing everybody else, right?
I mean,
they're playing
Buffalo and Denver.
Yeah. But they don't play Buffalo and Denver, but Cincy, Baltimore,
and the issue,
Kansas City, Philly, Washington, Green Bay, twice, all these guys.
And of those, how many are they on the road?
All but Green Bay?
Green Bay once.
Yes.
Green Bay once on the road. And so, yes, that's where the challenge is in this schedule. And when something like this comes out, again, there's always two ways to look at it. Hey, it's great that you have such an explosive offense. Last year, wasn't it a lot of fun to watch the highest scoring offense in the NFL? And we watched Jahmyr Gibbs rip off long runs. And we watched J-Mo with 80-yard pass plays. And Amon-Ra St. Brown with big time, you know, first down catches. All of these different aspects. That's still going to be there. The question is going to be, will they be able to slow down some of these other top offenses when they see them? And when they see them in their home stadiums?
Well, that's why we've brought up, look, you're not going to be able to add a Frank Ragnow at this point of the offseason. I mean, they don't grow on trees. There's one of one from a grit, intelligence, identification, execution. Yep. You're not replacing Frank. So if you're not going to score on as many possessions because your offense is taking a step back, you're going to need a stop or two. Za'Darius, we're looking at you, or you know, something to upgrade the defense to get one more stop, because you might need one more stop with these offenses that you're going to face this season.
Or at 8 o'clock, I'll give you another option that no one has mentioned to this point.
People, John sent this over in his prep, and I went light bulb on. This is smart. Nobody's brought this up. Full credit to you. 8 o'clock, somebody we should be talking about for the Detroit Lions. Some ticket texters. Lions will still be top 5. The Bengals should be higher and Tampa should be lower.
I was a little bit surprised at Tampa being the number 2 offense, but then you go look at what they did last year and everybody thinks, well, Baker Mayfield, you know, he's a gamer, right? He's a scrappy quarterback. But then you look at, you know, what they did last year in terms of points scored per game, they were number 4.
And they added Emeka Egbuka. They're going to have a healthy Chris Godwin, who was injured for a stretch last season. Bucky Irving breakout now year 2, ready for a better workload.
A healthy Mike Evans going into the season. Now, he did miss, you know, 5 weeks last year?
Yeah, but I'm putting him in for 1,000 yards.
That's what he does.
Put it in ink. And the other thing is, you brought up their offensive line. They've got a Tristan Wirfs, kind of like we have Penei Sewell. Graham Barton in year 2 is a center.
Yep.
You know, they drafted him. He played last year. He's in a much better position than the Lions, who would be starting potentially a rookie center or a rookie guard.
Yep.
I fully expect the Lions to be a top five offense next season from an unnamed texter. Yes, losing Ragnow hurts, but let's not forget about the embarrassment of riches we have at the skill positions and J-Mo set to take his game to the next level. That's how we stay in the mix.
And I know the loss of Frank Ragnow is huge. There are going to be guys that play those positions that have talent, unproven, and we have no idea how they're going to translate, some of them from college to the NFL, or if Christian Mahogany will be able to stay healthy. You know, all of these things. But when you have, as the last texter put it, an embarrassment of riches, now it is on John Morton and Dan Campbell to keep a defense on their heels.
Mm-hmm.
Try and keep them guessing as, well, are they, you know, do we pass rush on this one? Are we trying to run stop on this one? Is the ball going inside, outside, deep? Like all of those different things, not only those aspects of the offense that can help that offensive line, it is how are they going to protect that offensive line? I've said this since Frank retired. There are ways to protect the interior of that offensive line. It is easier to do, and I like to take my shots at guards and centers, but it is easier to do when it's not a tackle. They have two very good tackles. They have the best tackle in the NFL, and they've got a very experienced tackle in Taylor Decker.
You can help because you got, in the case of young guards, players on either side.
You got sideboards.
And you can always have a back step up and take someone out at the legs.
Yeah, you can have a tight end come in motion and park his butt right behind one of the guards.
And if all else fails, screen.
Yeah. There's a lot of different ways to do it. Now, it is up to the coordinators and the coaching staff to put together a game plan that is able to still move the ball, score points, but develop trust with that interior offensive line.
How about the text that goes the other way? Sees the Lions taking the step back outside the top five. Unfortunately for us, I think Goff is a Ben Johnson merchant, and the offense will slip towards middle of the pack this season.
Yeah, if you think the offense left with him, sure. I understand sky is now falling.
He says facetiously.
Yes.
You have said this before Ben Johnson left. This is Dan Campbell's offense. And I said, look, you got the X's and O's leaving the building, if you believe that.
And you still got a lot of those Jimmies and Joes.
But you still have the Jimmies and the Joes. What changed for me is losing one of the biggest, toughest, oneriest Jimmies up front, and now I have him just outside the top five.
You think, you're just trying to steal your name for him? You think he's a Jimmy, not a Joe?
He's not a John.
He's not a John.
He's a Frank.
Jimmies and Johns. Can we change that saying now?
Sure.
Just from 6 to 10, we'll just say the Jimmies and Johns.
It's really about having the Jimmies and the Johns out there. It makes all the difference in the world.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. So we were just talking about the Za'Darius Smith comments. If you just flipped your radio on, I mean, very publicly, almost recruiting the Lions by name. We both know where I want to be. Hopefully I can get back to Detroit because the coaching staff and everybody in the front office are great. When I'm there, I feel like a leader and I can influence the young guys and do great things. Hopefully I can get back to where I want to be in Detroit. Another quote, same story, USA Today. I'm going into year 11 as a veteran. A championship is the only thing that I'm missing. I did the sacks, All-Pro, Pro Bowl. So it's really just me getting a ring now and winning a championship. The question is Za'Darius Smith enough? This is a fan base that we've talked to really probably since Aiden got hurt. And the want to get another edge rusher into this organization that is pretty damn good is it's there, man. It's definitely there. We know this. Look, none of us really particularly think that this is the most realistic thing that we have ever seen. You know, the Trey Hendrickson possibility. Za'Darius Smith is realistic. It's in front of you. He's available. He's cost effective. Is it enough? And I keep saying, look, because of the Ragnow injury, we don't know if what they have in house and what they've done already is going to be enough. And so, you know, that might be what takes up any spare cap space they have is trying to make up for the loss of Frank Ragnow. But
like that's a tough part there because those players might be great long term, but the window is here.
Yeah.
So the question is, can Tate Ratledge and Christian Mahogany get up to speed enough where
they'll be good.
What you've lost isn't anywhere near as much. It's not going to be as debilitating as what you think it is.
Anthony in Troy says, I do not understand why we haven't signed him. He's not crazy expensive and he improves the team. Just make it happen. I would sign Za'Darius before Trey. Za'Darius is not a crybaby like Trey. He's way more of a culture fit than Trey. Sign Z. That's from an unnamed texter.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'd call Trey Hendrickson a crybaby. I think he's somebody who's trying to get what he's worth. I mean, he's led the NFL in sacks the last 2 years with 35 of them. And he's getting paid how many millions dollars less than the guys that just got their big deals?
Yeah.
He's at the end of his contract. He wants a new contract. He wants to stay in Cincinnati. Cincinnati clearly don't want to pay him. Cincinnati made their bed. Now they got to sleep in it with the contracts they gave to the wide receivers and the contract they gave to Joe Burrow. So they don't have cap space. I don't think it's crying. I think it's being a little unfair to Trey Hendrickson.
It's kind of how negotiations work in 2025. Some of that stuff gets out and gets public, but let me see here. Next text. How much you guys want the Lions to pay Smith? They clearly only view him as a third down or pass rush specialist. He only plays 80-ish run snaps and over 300 pass rush snaps when he was here. Well, here's the thing you got to remember. How much do we want to pay him? Well, they released him, so they didn't have to pay him $5.75 million last year. So you assume that there is a price less than that they would pay him. How much less than that? How low would he be willing to go? Can they meet somewhere? Is probably like to the guy that said, why hasn't it happened? Because Za'Darius Smith might be sitting there going, okay, fine. I won't. 5.75 was too much for you. I want 3.5. And the Lions might be saying, we're thinking more like 1.5.
I really hope that's not the case, because when you think about it, it's with NFL and your salary cap, that's not a lot of money. And when you go and do a quick Google search of how much cap space the Lions have, I mean, you see up to $40 million they have in cap space.
Yeah.
So what are they waiting for? I mean, I understand you got to sign the rookies and that's going to take up some of it, but it's not going to take up a ton of it.
It might be a signing bonus or money that they're going to lose in an Aiden Hutchinson deal. It could be a bump for Anzalone. It could be other plans. Like Dalton Reisner's still out there. And I think he'd be a great fit in the interior of the Lions offensive line. I'd love to see him brought in. And they did the lesser known move with Cologne.
Mm-hmm.
With Tristan Cologne.
Tristan Cologne, the offensive lineman.
But Reisner, to me, is a veteran who's been there, done that. He's had some injury issues, but that was last year. He missed the first half of the season with Minnesota. He's been on the market for a while here, which any player that's been on the market for a while, you're like, hmm. But it makes you wonder what's wrong with him.
But having that much cap space also tells me that maybe they're still kicking the tires on some other players
things
in terms of a trade. Yeah,
things are afoot. I think going with Za'Darius Smith opposite of Hutch is a no-brainer move. We've never seen Za'Darius Smith operate with Hutch on the line. No, but we somewhat have a comp. Because last year, Za'Darius Smith played in Cleveland opposite of Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
And what do you have, 4.5 sacks in half a season, and then he had 4 in Detroit without? I mean, that would imply that there wasn't too much of a difference. But let me just double check the numbers in Cleveland. He had 5 sacks in 9 games in Cleveland. If he next year playing opposite of Hutch is going to play 16, 17 games and get 9-10 sacks, that's more than adequate.
Yeah, you'll take
now,
it.
Now, there are other things that measure your defensive lineman's effectiveness. Tackles for loss, ability to set an edge. Like, it's not all measured by bringing down the quarterback. It's a big part of it, but
no, but I mean, people say, well, he's only a pass rusher, and you need pass rushers.
Right.
If it's in the NFL is all about throwing the football, and you get this, and the Lions have been very good against the run. You get a big stop on first down. If first and 10 turns into second and 9, here comes Za'Darius Smith on the edge.
Yes, it is enough to add Smith. Always thought he would be back. Now I'm almost certain he will be. Thanks. That's from Dave at work. So, I mean, look, I wouldn't think that $1 million or $1.5 million would keep them from bringing in Za'Darius Smith. That doesn't seem like that would be a deal breaker. But as you said, they probably have some other things afoot, whether it be trades, because I personally, as time goes by, I find I'm slightly more rattled about the interior of the offensive line than I was when the news first broke. Slightly more rattled. I never thought the offensive line was in any way going to be as good once Ragnow was gone, but how can the football team get better somewhere else to make them as good as a team?
The only thing I'm rattled about, if that's even the right word, with the offensive line is, can Tate Ratledge play center right away? Is that what's going to happen, and can he handle it right away? Because I think the way he played, I mean, he started a guard for 4 years at Georgia. But if you're going to switch him to a different position, there's less of, oh, I know what he's going to be. If he's going to play right guard, you know what, you've got a pretty good track record playing the SEC at that high level against that high level of competition. You feel confident that this is the guy that you can plug and play at guard, but can you plug and play at center? That remains to be seen.
Feedback coming in. No, I don't feel like bringing back Za'Darius Smith is enough. The team failed and choked when it mattered most, and they decided to run it back instead of actually improving. They need to get better than him and just bringing him back. I'm highly disappointed with this team's approach.
Where was the choke? Choking because they lost in the playoffs to Washington on a roster that after two plays on defense, let's count the players you didn't have. Right. You know, with Hutchinson and McNeil and Amik Robertson and Carlton Davis, among others. That's just off the top of my head, let alone the guys that were, you know, Derek Barnes and Wingo and others that weren't playing.
They're running it back with the assumption that they will have Aiden Hutchinson, Derek Barnes, Lee McNeil eventually, Marcus Davenport, which might be a risk, Malcolm Rodriguez eventually, you know, the I'm blanking on the defensive back you just mentioned.
Amik Robertson.
Yes. And then they added DJ Reed, which might be an upgrade. I don't know. I don't think running it back, saying, okay, we think we're good at, because I thought they were good enough to win the Super Bowl last year with even just an average amount of injuries.
I would take great offense to the word choke in that text. That's just not the way to word it. Don't do that.
It's Trey Hendrickson or bust. Cap will continue to grow, and Bragg can draft replacements for potential losses. That's from an unnamed texter. If this guy's still available, why don't we want him if no one else wants him? He is not a difference maker at this point in his career.
Who's that?
I think he means Trey Hendrickson.
Do you think that means Za'Darius Smith?
I'm sorry. Yes, Za'Darius Smith, not Trey Hendrickson. Jeez.
Well, I don't know if he's turned down teams. If what he's chasing now is a championship to get that ring, and also that he has the ties here to the city and he wants to be here, that maybe teams have inquired and he's like, I'm still waiting to hear what Detroit's going to do.
Yeah.
And Detroit, I don't know if Detroit's slow playing them or if they've got some sort of deal worked out and they won't announce it until later. Like, all right, look, we want you back. Let's just let the dust settle on and where we're at heading into training camp, and then we'll talk it over again.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, Za'Darius Smith, outwardly, publicly recruiting the Lions. They know where I want to be. I want to be back in Detroit. I'm going into year 11. It's about a ring now. It's about winning a championship. Also says he thinks he'd be a leader to the young guys and influence them. Is this a no-brainer? Bring him back, or is it not enough? They need to do more up front defensively. 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson here on The Ticket.
All right, let's get to business. 5 o'clock. Great to have you with us. If you don't like what we're talking about, Odyssey.com Rewind. We talked about Stephen A. and the KD to Detroit crap. And also the future of college football, according to John Jansen, and whether anyone is interested in it. But we got to have a different conversation. One, Dan Dickerson's totally right, by the way. My God, the Orioles pitching staff is so bad. I don't know what the Tigers, like, team total for runs is. Just take the over. The Tigers should feast the next three nights. The Orioles pitching is like the Rockies in a better uniform. Like if you're not
slump busters.
Oh, absolutely. This is yeah. I was going to say something uncouth about Kenny's past, but we'll leave it there. So listen, it doesn't count if I didn't say it, Kenny. It's not how this game works. The point I'm making is, can we get to this? I have had just about enough of something, and I need to understand it. So
First of all, I didn't have John Jansen watching the BET Awards on my bingo board.
You know what? You should have, because he probably thought it was the BET Awards.
It was simulcast on every Paramount network.
Yeah. He was like,
But does that include the Hunting and Fishing Network?
Yeah,
no, whatever not that John one. Watches.
Yes, because it
oh,
was,
actually, yes,
David. It was the BET Awards, so he was like, okay, I got it. BET.
All right, bet. So, yeah, Santa Ono after 106 in Park.
Bet.
All right, so.
Here's free.
But for some reason, Za'Darius Smith, the current free agent, former Detroit Lion pass rusher they acquired at the deadline, spoke at the BET Awards. Quote, "We both know where I want to be," he said. "Hopefully I can get back to Detroit because the coaching staff and everybody in the front office are great. And when I'm there, I feel like a leader, like I can influence the young guys and do great things. Hopefully I can get back to where I want to be in Detroit," close quote. Well, a couple of issues, Za'Darius. First of which is it's Tuesday, June 10th, and you're unemployed. If you're a free agent on June 10th, it means you're not very good. If you'd like evidence of that, I give you Aaron Rodgers making less money than Daniel Jones. If you're a free agent on June 10th, you are officially Lethal Weapon 3 at Walmart in a Blu-ray bin. Nobody wants you. Also a terrible movie. But here's my thing. There's an obsession in this town about this Za'Darius thing. Like, somehow signing Za'Darius would fix whatever ills you think their D-line or pass rush have.
All the problems would be gone. Za'Darius, along with a recovering Aiden Hutchinson, and I don't know why you guys are complaining about the pass rush. We're back.
I want to ask a question. This is wide open for people. If they sign Za'Darius Smith, are you like, all right, now we're ready to go win a Super Bowl?
Now you're back to the disco shirt.
I don't have that feeling.
I don't either.
The fact is they have $1 zillion in cap space, and Za'Darius is in his, what is he, 33? You could sign him to a one-year deal for just about any amount of money you wanted. I don't think they want him. So you tell me, this move wouldn't do a lot for me. I wasn't overly impressed with him here. And if we're being fair, when he was lining up alongside Myles Garrett, he generated a whopping 4 sacks. He's just not the guy anymore. Was he the best available at the deadline? Yes. Was he a guy who presented the possibility of upside? Yes. Didn't really work. So why am I going to run to the altar to go get him again? Oh, I'm probably not. Now, if you're telling me he's only out there because he doesn't want to be at OTAs, I would tell you he's overplaying his hand.
Yeah. No, I think that he's been begging to get back with the Lions for a long time, and it kind of spits into the face of what Brad Holmes does, because we've all talked about it. He likes to keep the band together, and you're one of his guys. You got paid in this past two off seasons. He didn't get paid. They brought him in. They got a sample size. I don't think they like what they saw. I don't think they got the return on their investment. And he is sitting out there. Now, he's in Detroit. His girlfriend's a Detroit rapper. So he's still in the city. And I think he's trying to stay in shape, waiting for that phone call to happen, thinking that every time it rings, it's going to be Brad Holmes saying, come on, man, we need you.
Doesn't this come across as desperate?
Yes.
Doesn't it? Like, for instance, when you make yourself a diamond necklace that says you're a captain, even though you weren't a captain, or perhaps a championship ring for a championship you didn't win. Mm-hmm. All of things that Za'Darius has done. I don't get it.
You want to be a company man, except for the company seems like is not interested in you.
But I want to know from the fans. Look, I'm not telling you they're a worse team by signing him. I'm just telling you it doesn't move the needle. But if you think it does, or you think, look, Brad Holmes has to do this. Essentially, Za'Darius Smith is free, right? It's not your money.
Yeah. And if they sign Za'Darius Smith, do you feel like, you know what? I'm not worried about the defensive line whatsoever. You're back. Let's go. Let's run this thing back and let's get to the Super Bowl.
Also, is there video of John Jansen watching the BET Awards? Is that available anywhere?
Oh, yeah.
That would be the greatest reality television of all.
I mean,
John is arguably the whitest guy on the planet.
I heard he was a big Glorilla fan.
Okay. I'm leaving all of this alone. There's so many places I could go with this. 248-539-9797. But look, and it's not personal. I'm not saying, well, we should never. I just don't think it matters. I treat Za'Darius Smith the same way I treat Marcus Davenport. These are not the people that I think are going to spearhead me to a Super Bowl. You want to sign him? Go for it. But I can't tell you Za'Darius Smith at this stage of his career is tangibly better than Josh Pascal. I can't tell you that he's a difference maker. I'd be lying to you. You did what you needed to do. You brought him in last year. Didn't work.
Right.
And they had all offseason to go and get him. They have $50 million in cap space, and they're just like, nah, man, I'm good.
And he's hanging around and hanging around and hanging around. See, I thought for a second that maybe they were because they didn't go out and really draft anybody. And I'm like, okay, you're going to get him on the cheap. But
then why don't you get him right now?
And that's what I'm saying. When the OTA started, I thought he would have got signed. Because I don't think he can go with the whole, I don't want to really go through training camp, sign me a week before the season. I don't think you're that good.
Yeah, you're not Von Miller the late years. Right. I mean, come on, dude.
Right.
I mean, David, where are you at with this?
Yeah, you're Aaron Donald. You can do that in the final years. Yes.
There are 31 other teams in this league. And from what I understand, reports that I see or don't see, no one's knocking his door down. No one's trying to get him. No one's trying to sign him. No one is calling him. So that's a sign that, you know what? I just don't think you're that great. And I don't think it's, oh, because he's asking for too much. I don't think it's that at all.
I don't think they're interested.
Exactly. They're not interested. And you're right, Mike. He had 4.5 sacks with Myles Garrett on the other side of you. If you can't do much more than that, then and he didn't do much here. So it's a waste. I'm sorry. No, thank you.
Yeah.
It's not the answer.
But the argument, one second, just to be clear, David, understand it's why I said to Rico what I said. He's free. What are you doing with all this cap space for this year?
That's true. I get that.
And I'm not signing him to a multi-year deal. Za'Darius, if you're making up fake championship and captain's logos, here's 1 year, $10 million. Like, the money doesn't mean anything.
Right.
So I'm just making a point. I'm fine if they bring him back. It's not going to make me think any more of the team.
Well, the fact that he's out there just kind of soliciting the Lions, hey, please take me in. I mean, when he goes on in the interview, he's talking about what he could bring to the team and how he can help Aiden Hutchinson become a better player with his experience and the things that he knows. He's trying desperately to show his worth to the Lions. You need me, Detroit. He sees what we see. You need some help on this defensive line.
How dare you?
You didn't really bring in anybody. You didn't address the issue. I'm here. I'm in the town. I'm not going to move until I get the phone call of you saying you don't want me. I will be here as the season progresses in case anybody gets hurt. I'm not going anywhere. The only thing missing is Za'Darius outside of Allen Park holding a boombox playing. I mean, that's the only thing missing.
Wow. Wow. Just riding a bicycle around.
Right.
Jeez.
That's exactly what it is. That's what the comments felt to me, though. It felt like, I'm over here. Please come and get me. It's like, what? I don't think he's the answer, and I would be okay if they don't.
I'm indifferent. No, I'm saying I'm not against it. I'm not for it. But I just would love to know what fans want. Because, look, all offseason, these phone lines were filled with people who wanted a pass rusher. Filled.
He's there.
Well, he's sitting right there. Here's what people think of you. I don't know. Kenny, go ahead.
He's another body. That's about as far as I can go with it. Wow. Like, I can't drum up much excitement for it. This is slightly north of terrible.
Hey, Kenny, to use another movie reference, maybe they're just not into you.
Right. That's exactly right.
Why does this feel like Kenny at the bar at 145?
Not anymore.
There we go. There's
not
the
anymore.
There's the
Kenny after about 7 Jack and Cokes.
You know what we're not going to say is this is Kenny at the bar at 1 o'clock.
Not anymore.
Oh, in the old days, I hearken back to that.
This is Kenny in the living room with the hot dog roller.
No.
It's 1995 college football we're talking about. We're going back
right
to where it used to be.
His old days out in Auburn Hills.
Guys, here's the deal. The phone lines are open. I can go back to this Kevin Durant stuff if you want, but I thought this was interesting. I'll give you a shot at it. And if you're still pouting and in your feelings because Jaden Daniels came here and clapped your cheeks, hey, man, you know what? Figure it out. It's June. New year beckons. It's time to talk a little football, okay?
But the fact that you need a pass rusher, and he's a pass rusher, and he's there. And
he made a fake I'm a captain chain. I mean, don't you almost owe him a contract at that point?
I mean, Zadarius or a six-round selection.
He's like Richard Kimball. He made the fake ID for the hospital.
He did.
You almost owe him. I mean, come on.
Right. And he's cheap. You could offer him anything, and he'll be like, okay.
One U.S. dollar. I'm in.
Zadarius, 1 year, $3 million. Cool. Thanks.
248-539-9797. Does it move the needle? Is this the answer? Would this be okay? You could stop harping about the pass rush. For me, no. I mean, I didn't like the offseason. I didn't think they did enough. It was just about they were really seduced with their own people, their own employees, and that was it. And it's like, guys, there's a whole world out there. It's called LinkedIn. And they said no. The Zadarius thing, I'm indifferent. Not against it, not for it. You do what you want. Also, shout out John Jansen watching BET. Never in a million years did I think that was possible.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.